a Jewish journal article, Orthodox Fighter with Peyote to Make MMA Pro Debut. About 5 years ago, Yehuda Vinokur chanted the Torah portion of Nitzavim. On Thursday, March 9th, fans will likely be chanting his name in Tel Aviv when he makes his mixed martial arts professional debut in a preliminary lightweight bout as part of Brave Combat Federation 70 at Menorah Mivtachim Arena. Yehuda works very hard, and he can have a long career and be a legend, Maor Kazalkapi told the journal. I'm not just saying that because I'm his coach. Kazalkapi said he has more than 200 students at his MMA gym in Gedera, Israel, of varying ages and levels. Vinokur, 18, said he got into MMA about 10 years ago because he was bullied at school and wanted to know how to defend himself. While some have called him Haredi, he said he doesn't come from any sect and doesn't like to be labeled as anything other than a Torah-observing Jew who follows mitzvah. But what of those who say that a combat sport is antithetical to the Torah? I didn't ask a rabbi for permission, Vinokur told the journal. We learn, Vinishmartim Lanafshatikim, literally translated as a need for Jews to guard their souls, but really meaning to be healthy and in good physical shape, and it is important to know how to defend oneself. Fighting in MMA is not a focus of Judaism, but I feel that what I am doing is a Kiddush Hashem. Israeli veteran Chaim Ghazali, left, helped organize the historic event with leaders of Bahrain. The last term refers to a sanctification of God's name when Jews publicly do positive things. Speaking of anti-Semitic attacks in America, he said that if more Jews learned MMA, they would be more confident, wouldn't be so afraid, and could be able to defend themselves in the event they were attacked. Many Jews, if someone attacks them, they don't know how to respond, he said. The training can help. He said he often runs an hour a day in the morning before going to Hesder Yeshiva, which combines Talmudic studies and military service. He said that many days he will train for 2 hours in grappling, punching, and kicking in the evening. He isn't married yet and has no television in his house. But at times, he will watch clips of recorded fights at the gym to learn moves to defeat someone and moves to avoid getting beaten via submission. It's very important to see how these techniques are used and to learn from them, he said. Brave Combat Federation is an MMA promotion owned by Bahrain's prince, Sheikh Khalid bin Hamda Al Khalifa. It is well known in the Middle East. Veteran Israeli fighter Chaim Ghazali said he spent more than a year and a half helping to plan the event, titled, Fighting for Peace, including discussions with Khalid Ahmed Al-Jamalma, Bahrain's ambassador to Israel. Ghazali, who has fought at Madison Square Garden under Bellator and has a goal of expanding MMA in Israel, said this will be a historic event. I wanted to do something different, Ghazali, 49, told the journal. People talk and talk, but athletes and sporting events are great ambassadors for peace. Ghazali said that due to the Abraham Accords, this is a unique opportunity and will be the first time fighters are coming from Bahrain to Israel for such an event. The night will feature fighters from around the world. Ghazali, who is fighting beyond the age when many retire, will take on Antonio, Bigfoot, Silva in a grappling match in one of 6 fights on the main card. Kazalkapi, who will fight on the undercard, said he is aware there are stereotypes that religious Jews can't fight. You would be surprised, he said. If someone trains properly, they can be the nicest person but the toughest person, once the fight begins. People that come will be amazed by what they see. He also praised Ghazali for helping to organize the event. There is peace on a piece of paper, and there is peace when a man looks into the other eyes of a man, respects him, and shakes his hand, Kazalkapi said. Ghazali praised the government of Bahrain for taking the step to have this event, and he said similar ones can take place in the future. Ghazali, who won his last fight, said at his age, he has to train hard. Don't worry, I'll be ready, Ghazali said. Vinokur, who lives in Rishon LeZion, said he has been training and eats healthy proteins and tuna with some carbs. He hopes to get a bachelor's degree in education, get married, and raise a family, with God's help. Asked to predict if he will win, or if he is nervous about either getting hurt or hurting his opponent, he gave a simple answer. I trust in Hashem, he said. Whatever is his will, that is what will happen.